All right, Jacob. Here is the first trivia question.
Okay.
Which glass slipper did Cinderella leave behind at the ball? The left or the right?
The left.
Ding, 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 ding. Correct. Her left slipper.
Really?
That's right.
I had no idea. I just guessed.
Yeah. It shows her. And then they show her later on with her having just the right on.
Yeah, because then she puts on the... She's standing and she puts on the upstage foot, puts the slipper on.
Inside scoop in our production of Into the Woods, as Cinderella's prince, I am holding on to the right. Inaccurate.
Inaccurate. Okay. I have one for you, Kikau.
Great.
When you're riding Snow White's Scary Adventures,
yes,
you come around the house, you go through the house, right?
Uh-huh.
There's a pie sitting on the window.
Uh-huh.
Whose name is on the pie?
Grumpy.
Grumpy. Snow White makes the pie for Grumpy.
I told you it's one of my favorite rides.
I know. I just saw that. I just actually looked at what was on the pie the other night.
Ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding.
I say it, not you.
You say all of it. You say all of it.
No.
I'll say my name.
No,
ready?
You say, okay. Hi guys, this is Jacob.
And this is Kikau. And together we are hosts of Main Street.
And Beyond. I don't think that's right either.
All right, everybody. We have some shout-outs. We have some iTunes reviews.
Oh, my gosh.
Main Street and Beyond. That's very exciting.
This is so exciting.
Number one. This is from Wizard Dresden 17. It's titled Price Increase and Gay Days. We got 5 stars. Ding, 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 ding.
What?
And his review is... Thanks, guys, for your review of these two topics. You were great. Period.
Well, thanks, Wizard
Dresden.
Dresden 17.
Also, we have a second shout out to give. It is from one of our listeners named Rizzo. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Z's. She gave us 5 stars. And here is the phrase that she wrote. I've listened to every show, and I'm such a Disney fan. I'll be going to Disneyland in January to be on the Disney College program, and I can't wait to try some of the food and the tips that you guys suggested. Exclamation point, heart. And her, the title of her statement is, my favorite podcast ever. Exclamation point. So we know you're listening to this one, Rizzo. Thank you so much.
Oh my gosh, Rizzo, thank you so much. And listen, that college program is excellent. I did the college program when it was first beginning, and one of the best things I've ever done in my life. So you're going to enjoy it, have the time of your life, and hopefully we will see you when you're in Disneyland in January.
And we are going to definitely do an episode like about the Disney College program. I think it'd be fun to like interview some people and like kind of talk about what it is and what they do.
Absolutely. It's awesome. Kikau.
Yes.
This episode is so fun, I think. But what happened yesterday? Let's just tell everybody what happened.
Yeah, let's
because
just start.
The day, well, we started with, we just finished a weekend of shows of performing in Into the Woods.
Yes. So much fun. Stephen Sondheim, James Lapine, Into the Woods.
It's so fun. It is the hardest show, I think, one of the hardest musically shows I've done musically ever.
Yeah, it seems like it's simple because it's like
fairy
tale. Fairy tale and like, la la la. But it is really such a, it's difficult
so
and
so complex. And it, but as a performer, though, it's so... satisfying to do.
Now, just so we give all the information, I am playing the wolf and Cinderella's prince, and then I also voice the giant at the end of the show. And Jacob?
I play the baker, who is not... It's not a fairy tale. It's a made-up fairy tale, but he is sort of... The baker and the baker's wife are sort of the central couple that we follow through the woods. They have to get all these objects in order to break the spell to have a child.
And so it's so fun that after this crazy weekend of performances and tech, we decided that it was time to give ourselves a little treat.
And we just jumped, and you said to me, could we go to Disneyland right now? And I was like, well, I have my pass, I guess so. And then you just started driving!
We just went.
You started driving!
We just went. It was just, it's part of the fun of having an annual pass, and of just being able to throw caution to that wind and say, let's go, we deserve this. We've just been through a week of tech and performances. So we went.
And we did.
Now, we had some very special guests come to the park with us.
Yes. Derek came.
Yes.
Everyone loves Derek.
Everyone loves Derek. At Derek Jakes.
At Derek Jakes.
Follow her on Twitter.
She's crazy.
And our really good friend, Randall Eames, at Randall Eames, who has been a guest several times on trips with us to Disneyland. And it was really fun. It was really just a random evening of fun and craziness at the park. Let's see. Here's the thing. We got out of the show. We put all the things away, as you do. And then we decided to go. So we were hungry. That was the drive down was a hunger drive.
We were hungry. But we decided not to stop beforehand. We decided we would wait to eat in the park.
That's right.
That's right. We didn't want to, like, stop, but,
you know. We had our eye on the prize.
Eye on the prize. And it was down to three places.
The options were...
French Market. The Mexican place. What's the Mexican place? And I always call it fried chicken. But what is it called,
it's
really?
It's Carnation Plaza.
Carnation Plaza.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All very good.
It's all very good. But what the winner of the evening was French Market.
And it was so good. I love their chicken, and I love all the homemade food that they have, or the way at least it feels. And what did you get?
I started off getting the jambalaya, and then I was like, wait, no, I want the chicken. And then I said, wait, no, I want the meatloaf. So I ended up getting the meatloaf, but then I wanted a salad. So I ended up getting, they have like a New Orleans Caesar. I don't know exactly what it's called, but it's like a Caesar salad, but it has a little kick. It's a little New Orleans take on it. So I had the salad and the meatloaf, and it was delicious, is what I'm going to say.
While we are talking about food, as a dessert, Derek and I shared a little pumpkin pie.
Was it good? That pumpkin
pie
looked good.
Very good. What a great way to start your November. With a pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin.
A pumpkin
pie.
Tis
the season.
It was so delicious. So fantastic. Just small. And I would say the winning aspect of it was that amazing whipped cream, which had a little nutmeg in it.
A little extra. Well, you know what the best part of that French Market is? Is that it's right next door to where you get the beignets.
Hey, girl.
And right now they have the pumpkin beignets. What? Pumpkin
beignets.
Could you just...
Pumpkin. Listen, there is nothing better than going to Disneyland, A. B, going to Disneyland to get pumpkin anything. C, enjoying said pumpkin anything in Disneyland.
Yeah, in a shape of a Mickey.
Dipped
That's
in sugar.
Dipped in sugar. What is wrong with that?
Nothing.
There is nothing wrong with that.
Now,
so
Jacob,
anyway,
if
you go, I highly suggest French Market. It's fantastic. The price is great, and it's always good food.
Annual pass. That chicken alone was $15, and it was
great.
And
it's a lot of chicken.
It's a lot of chicken. A
lot of chicken.
A lot of chicken. Now let's talk about the attractions that we went on.
Oh, this was exciting. This was exciting. So we ended up doing a lot of attractions, which we didn't know it was going to be an attractions night, but it ended up to be. Our first stop was the Haunted Mansion. And we walked by it, and we were like, I don't know, should we do this? Should we do it? And the cast member that was there, she was like, boys, you get in that line right now.
She told us.
She was like, this is the shortest it's been all day. Get in it now.
We were walking toward Winnie the Pooh, because we were like, let's go on Winnie the Pooh first. Won't that be a blast?
Who starts with Winnie the Pooh? We do, I guess.
We do.
Okay.
But on our way there, she just said, get in that line. She was like, I hear you even talking about it. Get in that line.
Get in the line right now. Because Fantasmic was getting ready to happen. So everybody was just waiting for Fantasmic.
And everyone else was waiting for the parade.
Parade. And we literally walked on to the Haunted Mansion.
So fun.
It was Nightmare Before Christmas. It's my favorite overlay. It seems like they've zhuzhed it up a little bit this year.
I would say the paint is a little brighter.
Little brighter. Maybe it's some extra vinage and those wreaths.
Yeah, when you first are on and you see Zero and there's that whole first section, it just felt like it was more viney.
Yeah, extra bones. We got extra bones.
Bones, bonesy, viney.
But even that, bonesy, viney. That's the name of the episode, bonesy, viney.
That is not it.
No. But even that first part where you come in and you get in your little Doom buggy, all that looks
brighter.
A little brighter. Uh-huh. I don't know. So that we did that, and then we went to do
Winnie the Pooh.
But on the way,
we saw a little backstage.
Yes.
Backstage Disney alert. We saw one of the boats that bring the
barge. They were getting it all set up to put
Ariel and Eric.
Prince Eric. It was so sweet. Prince Eric came around carrying Finn Ariel and put her on the rock.
And then she waved at us.
And then waved. Ugh.
I said, Ariel!
It was the sweetest thing.
Yeah, and they were waving.
So fun.
No, here's the thing. I've experienced this on the other side. If you're kind of on the other side near the exit to Thunder Mountain,
yeah.
It's a great place to catch the monkeys.
Snow White comes
from there.
You
can see Snow White. And they're all very sweet. They know that the show starts the second anyone can see you. So they did an amazing job.
Yeah.
Sort of keeping the magic alive, even in the darkness. And
yeah, it was so fun.
Good.
Also, we went on Winnie
the Pooh. That was so
Winnie
much fun.
Winnie the Pooh, it's always a
one
fun
of the best,
ride.
One of the best dark rides.
Yes, it is really good. I love that. Oh, and then we went to the Matterhorn at night. Now this is exciting because we went to the right side of the Matterhorn. If you've been listening, you know that we always ride on the left. We never get put to the right, and all of a sudden, as if the heavens opened up, we were sent to the right side. What did you think of the right side,
Kikau? Here's the thing. I mean, because we really do. We don't say anything. We walk up to that line. Wherever the cast member tells us to go, right, left, we just go.
Yeah.
So I just want to say that out loud. It was when it happened, we were like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. It was awesome. First of all, it was also doubly awesome because there was like a cute boy that was like in line. And we all were like, oh my god, it was meant to be. And you got to, it's a very short little line once you get in there, but it was like, cute boy.
You get two looks.
You get two
once
chances.
Once on the way, and then on the other way.
Oh, man.
And that's
we
only...
were all just like, hi.
We were like, oh my, I was nervous. I got nervous.
He may have been nervous. Man. I also posted a quick little, photo or a little, video on our Facebook of us sort of dancing to the fun music.
Yes.
I really should have turned that camera around and taken a picture of that cute boy, but...
Okay, let's talk about the ride.
Okay, anyway, so on the ride, it was fun. I think that it's totally comparable. I'm going to say this. It felt like it was a little bit... It's already dark, we know that, but it felt like it was a little bit darker because there's more cave-ness to it. There's something about it on
it's
going
up the ride.
It's probably
the exact same ride.
Totally same ride.
It seemed... But here's the thing. I sat in the front seat. I'd never sat in the front seat. One... I don't know how anyone taller than me sits in that front seat because my knees were in my throat. It was so... I was like, oh, it's a yoga. It's a yoga pose and a roller coaster at the same time. But it was so fun. Oh my gosh, it was so scared. I was screaming. I was just so scary. Because you can't see where you're going at night.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's like you're turning the corners, you don't know where you're going. Yeah,
it's just so
fun. We definitely recommend a nighttime Matterhorn.
Nighttime Matterhorn is great. And do it during the first Paint the Night parade because
there's no one there.
No one there.
Okay. And then I'm just to put the debate to rest, I would say either or. Either side.
One side's not faster than the other.
I used to have this thing like, the right side will break your back, the left side won't. I mean, like, I was crazy about it, but I think they're comparable.
They fixed it.
They're comparable and they're both
equally
terrifying.
And then we went on Star Tours. I'm
so fun!
I've so forgotten much fun. How much fun Star Tours is.
Star Tours is awesome. Really, as you know, they've fixed the technology and that you could do all sorts of different possibilities and things. And what I was saying in line was that I don't think I've done the same one twice. I've definitely done the same kind of scenarios under the water or in the woods or wherever, but it's always been different. So every time you go.
This one was excellent. We got all the things. We got Princess Leia. We got Darth Vader. We got a bounty hunter. Like, we got the VIP of Star Tours.
It was really good.
It was awesome. And guess who? Hey, Kikau, who was the rebel spy?
I don't know. Me?
Oh, my gosh.
Here's the thing. Here's the deal.
Oh, my gosh.
Here's the deal. If you want to be the rebel spy, first of all, you've got to face forward. When they say don't put your glasses on, step one, don't put your glasses on until you last
minute. If your glasses are on, you will not be the rebel spy.
Yeah. Second of all, you've got to keep your face up and forward. Don't look at your belt. Don't fuss or fiddleberry with anyone around you. Keep your face forward because that cast member walks through, he goes to the other side, he or she goes to the other side, pushes that button, takes a picture of the rebel spy, which in this case was me because I was giving you fierce and forward. I was giving you eyes, neck. Thanks, Tyra. I was ready for it.
We're not losing your neck.
I'm not losing my neck in this.
When that picture came up, it was like a headshot.
Oh!
I was like, oh, headshot ready.
Yeah, headshot ready. Here's the thing. I'm gonna it's now on my resume. Rebel spy. Rebel spy on such rides as Star Tours.
Star Tours. Why didn't you get the t-shirt? I don't understand. I didn't realize that there was that. There is a t-shirt that says, I was the rebel spy.
Because it's not for everybody. Not everyone gets
it. I feel like if you weren't, you cannot buy that t-shirt unless you were the rebel spy.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm going to say.
Oh, yeah. But see, you could buy it after
you could, but you're cheating.
Yeah, but I could buy it now. Oh, my gosh. Point of contention.
Anyway.
Listen.
Star Tours is awesome.
It was very exciting.
I felt like I was in the movie. It was awesome. I cannot wait for Star Wars to come out.
Yeah, and to do it again, to go on.
And
the
then we wrapped up our evening of attractions with Snow White's Scary Adventure because it's just scary.
It's so scary.
It's so scary.
Carol, what did you think of the ride?
I loved it.
Listen, it was on my top five. I totally love it. It's a great option. Peter Pan, that line was
too long.
Around the corner, down the street. But you can still get the same thrills across the street at Snow White's Scary Adventures.
I don't know if it's the same thrill, but it's really good. Okay, that was attractions.
Hey, thank you so much. We are excited to be bringing to you all of our favorite things about Disney, Disneyland, and our own trips. And we love that we are able to take you with us on our trips and hopefully one day we'll literally be able to take you with us and I don't know, we just love it so much, so it's so great to be able to share this stuff with you.
Thank you guys for tuning in, and we will see you next week. We always post on Tuesdays, so make sure that you're subscribed so that you don't miss an episode. All right, we will see you in the parks.
Bye.
Bye.